That makes sense.
Ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuckers are everywhere.
You mean move on to a different country or yeah. what?
God, Canada.
Canada.
Now that we can smoke weed there, I want to be in
Yeah, here. That's all we were waiting for.
Let's see. Oh, God, I've been listening to Big Fatty. Mm-hmm. He calls Canada Northern Mexico. And it makes me happy every single time.
Why not Mexico, Southern Canada?
I mean, potato.
Big Fatty. That was a question to Big Fatty. Answer us. Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now that we can smoke weed, I've been listening to Big Fatty. It makes me happy every single time.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2900. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 12th of March 2019. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all have fucked up the start of yesterday's little show, but I'm gonna fix it right now. Yes, Big Fatty and voice letters. Pads, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I'm sure many of you are mopeds. At least you were on Monday, maybe today too. Y'all, with this time change, you know, did you remember to spring forward? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm just moping. I've got a moped. Big Fatty, the moped. Y'all, I didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. Big Fatty, is it Whitman Tinker's fault? No. It is the time change fault. And Big Fatty, shouldn't you be telling this about your day? I guess I should, but before I do that, I need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you didn't play the Alex Lefebvre music. No, well, I'm still talking about the weekend. Oh, that's right. We got up Sunday morning, y'all. We decided, y'all, we were gonna go to the Paula Deen Cafe or whatever it's is, but y'all, with the time change, y'all, and Granny and Durwood being just overserved many times, we just had to get our stick of butter once we got back to Charleston. But y'all, we'll go back up there and go to the Paula Deen Cafe, y'all, one of these times. But y'all, we got on the road. We were gonna go back to the Waffle House, and it was crowded. It was just too crowded. So, y'all, we headed on back. Y'all, we stopped at the Hardee's. You know, that's the Carl's Jr. out there in the California. Hey, Big Fatty, you stopped there on the way up? Well, this is a different one. Oh, okay. And, y'all, they... The Red Barista, that's what Durwood calls the place, the Red Barista. Big Fatty! Y'all, they were having the free coffee there, but y'all, it was ending on Sunday. So, y'all, we all got us a little breakfast sandwich and had the free coffee and headed on back to Charleston. Y'all, it's a good thing. By the way, I want to thank Moose P for his thoughts and prayers about our spin out on the 101 on the way up there. It was just lovely, and Alex Lefebvre said he was frightened by the recounting of the events. Big Fatty, of the accident. I'm ha- happy to report that Durwood's back is, he's got pain off and on, so I, at least it's not constant. So anyway, y'all got back here to the villa. Granny got in his car and Durwood took off. And y'all, I had a Dr. Stone moment when I got here. Big Fatty, what do you mean?
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I see y'all that, of course, is Digger.
Christ, oh. I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
A
bag of groceries that needs delivering, or maybe a taxi that needs driving.
Oh, you never know.
Unbelievable.
Y'all, that, of course, is Digger. Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. By the way, Digger, the new Vons East near the coal mine is supposed to open up tomorrow. So maybe they'll need some backers if you want to fly on down and fill out an application. Application. I rushed into the villa and immediately ran to the toilet. And there was a, let's just put it this way. If this soft serve was to be delivered to you at the ice cream shop, y'all, you need a waffle cone. That is just vulgar. Anyway, y'all, but it was very satisfying. It was very, very satisfying. Yes, Big Fatty. After I got home and unpacked and everything, y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. No additional work been done on the squishy sidewalk. I know people are very concerned about that, but y'all, we've had that on again, off again weather this time of year, and I think it'll be finished either, if it's not through by the end of this week, it'll be sometime next week when they finish that up. Y'all, I talked to my mother, every conversation starts off, where are you? When are you coming to see me? And so I tell her every time that I'm coming to see her next Monday. By the way, y'all, I'm having out of town guests come to Charleston. Well, they're not coming to see Big Fatty only, but y'all, that Stacy in Hillsborough is coming to town with his hubby, and hopefully I'll get to have a tangerine and tonic with them at some point this weekend. But anyway, y'all, then I was watching the TV machine and catching up on some things, and it was about 10 minutes after 9, and I said, well, I'm a little tired, but I think I'll stay up a little bit longer. And then I went, Oh, Big Fatty, was there about to be an accident? Did somebody sneeze? No, y'all, I had forgotten. I had forgotten that we were recording the Survivors Ready little show last night. And, y'all, by the way, it has already been posted. And that Adam Burns, you know, old Cricket Hat, y'all, he has gone back in and done some very special editing on that episode. So kudos to him. Y'all, we had Richie Rich and Sam in the Hinterlands joining us in the Cheddar Chat Room. And, y'all, it was just a lovely evening with the Faye Driver and old Cricket Hat and me. And, y'all, then, like I said, didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. Not going to blame this one on Whitman Tinker, though. And didn't get up. Big Fatty, shouldn't you play the Alex Lefevre music? Well, no, because I'm just going to continue. Okay. Got it. Y'all, I didn't get out of the bed till 10 a.m. in the morning on Monday. And I got up and had my coffee and my brufkas. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did that. Came back. Did my share, and now I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah.
It's coming.
Oh. Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so... that. Anything but
that. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Don't mess the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
By the way, that is old Stinkpot did that for Big Fatty last year or the year before, and want to just thank him for that promo bumper. Yes, Big Fatty, speaking of bumpers, Poodle, remember last week or the week before I mentioned that I had axed the gayish boys? Yes, Big Fatty, to help with a little project? Yes, Big Fatty. This is gonna be something new for the little show, we're gonna do this whenever we have celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, what is it? Well, just sit back and listen. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Oh, this is lovely! Oh, I just love it! And now I'm gonna go eat some cake!
So, Poodle, every time we have... Okay, yes, McKinney! Every time we have a celebration of exiting the birth canal, there'll be a little prelude of that. Yes, McKinney, we love it!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today... Today, the 12th of March, y'all, this is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm gonna go eat some cake. Okay, and I don't think I've met this person in person, but I may be wrong about that, because yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, I know he is. He works out of the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for. Aereo Puerto, and I think last week he was flying some sports ball fans to see Nessa out there in the Arizona. Yes, because they don't do the daylight saving time. That's true. As the yes, Mickey, and I do know he's on the Twitty, and he listens to the little show. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, and we celebrate his celebration of exiting the birth canal with the little cake song. It's true. So that's a very special. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see, y'all, is I didn't tell you who it is. Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Jay in Orlando. Oh, Big Fatty. Where's Jay? Where does Jay live? I don't know. Y'all, if you see Jay in Orlando on the Twitty or the FaceSpace wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yay! And I'm gonna eat some too because the gayish boys told me to. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question Month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Big Fatty, am I too late for the so-so questions? I feel like there's only like one day left in February. My question is, should I come to Pride 48 after so many important people deliberately didn't go last year but now are going this year, like Nessa and Toppy, and knowing my luck, probably Kathy Bacon. Oh wait, I already met her. Anyway, should I come? Okay, bye. Scotty, Aussie Butler, walking home from work, car window broken. Oh, it's Mardi Gras tomorrow. I'm going to Sydney.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, that, of course, is the little Aussie Butler, Scotty. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this absolutely... absolutely is a so-so question. It is so obvious. It is absolutely so obvious. Well, you know Miss Bacon's not going to be there, and you were trying to avoid her anyway, and Toppy, you know, it sounds to me like you're having breaking news about Toppy coming, and Nessa, my youngest daughter, Nessa, is going to be there, and I have it on good authority that Big Ricky is coming too, and that Steve the Tater might be there as well. So it's clear to me that there's no reason for you to come. Scotty, we would love to have you. Why don't you get with Auntie Groza and see if he can just put you in his carry-on luggage?
Well, hi, Big Fatty. This is Joe in Dallas, the number one fan for 2011, and I'm calling with a so-so question for you. If you are truly in the grasp of Whitman Tinker, then how are you able to get any sleep? That's it. Have a good day.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Joe in Dallas. And first of all, Joe, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a former number one fan. Yes, Big Fatty. And Joe, absolutely a so-so question. You know the spell. It's a spell that Whitman Tinker puts on you. You know, he puts on that fancy hat of his, and he just puts, you know, and it goes from just keeping you up until just cuddling with you, and that's how Big Fatty, this is beginning to sound vulgar. I don't think Whitman Tinker wants to cuddle with you at all. Well, probably not, but anyway, it's it's a spell. It's an absolute spell that he puts over you, Big Fatty. Is it anything like a malady, a medical malady? No, I don't think it's like a medical malady, but it really is quite bewitching. I might just say, oh, Big Fatty, what is that? Did you hear at the beginning of today's little show? Y'all, I said it was episode number 2900. Big Fatty, we only have 100 left. That's true. And y'all, I think I figured it up. That if I don't miss any days because of dealing with the Hatterina or whatever, y'all, it looks like July the 30th might be the last day of the little show. Big Fatty, can it get here any quicker? I don't know. But y'all, we've got 100 little shows left. Big Fatty, there are those that are weeping with joy. And I mean by those, I mean everyone. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I've still got some so-so questions. Big Fatty, just take your time. Nobody really gives a crap about those anyway. Well, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish. Oh, and Big Fatty, I just want to thank them again for the lovely poodle cake, Bubba. It's made me want to eat cake. In fact, I'm going to go get some now. Mike, tell folks about the BFO when you...
Now that we can smoke weed, I've been listening to Big Fatty. It makes me happy every single time.
Oh, Big Fatty, I understand his Dorito intake has increased as well.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.